And then I said,
what's wrong with you?
I hate cameras.
For heaven's sakes, Ken, this is a career development video, not an audition for Love Connection.
Relax, Mrs. Huxtable is doing the interviewing. You won't even notice the camera. She's real easy to talk to, Ken.
Not to mention, very easy to look at.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Now, she should worry, the cover girl for rock climbers and stone checkers.
I'm in the middle of an archaeology project.
Oh, Freddie, what are you looking for now? Indian burial grounds and the girl showers?
Did you guys know that Gilbert Hall was the Hillman family home and that there is a major difference in the building plans of 1860 and our basement laundry room of today?
Question is, do we care?
Hello.
Hey, Mrs. Huxtable, how was your trip?
Oh, don't ask. Does anyone here have an antacid?
No. I just checked.
Oh. Mrs. H, even frazzled, you still are fine.
Mr. Johnson, as charming as ever.
Miss Huxtable, how's the family? How is Denise?
I heard she finally cut those ropes out of her hair. I know you're relieved.
Ooh, it's nice to see you, too.
Mrs. Huxtable, I don't mean to sound negative, but what's the point of this whole thing?
The point of this whole thing is that one day you're going to leave Hillman. So I've come to help you hone your interview skills and focus on your goals.
But do we have to use that thing?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
It's a reference tool. Who'd like to be first?
I would.
Good.
I want to get this over so I can get back to the laundry room.
Oh, well, in that case, let's speed this up before that outfit you're wearing jumps off you and puts itself in the wash. All right, Miss Brooks, let's begin.
Could we not? Mrs. Huxtable, I have a basic problem with your being here. I'm not you personally, just, you know, what you represent.
And what is that?
Corporate America. I didn't come to Hillman to get a job. I came here for an education. This career development program, it's just designed to turn out pinstripe-wearing, briefcase-toting number crunchers who mindlessly carry on the petty business of our income-oriented society.
So why are you here?
Out of respect for you.
Oh, I'm flattered, but if you don't want to stay, you're not glued to that seat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for understanding. I'm really anxious to get back to the basement at Gilbert. I'm right in the middle of an important archaeology project.
Dig on, dear.
Whitley, you're next. Here's Whitley.
Thank you. Good. Now, excuse me, Whitley. Hello? Whitley, could we please speed up this makeover?
Oh, forgive me. It's just that videotape is so permanent.
You are an art history major, Miss Gilbert. Could we talk about that?
My major is designed to enhance the appreciation of art, therefore life.
Is that what the catalog says?
Yes, but that is what I feel deep in my heart.
Let's talk about career. What would you like to do?
I plan to go into interior decorating or exterior design, general beautification. The possibilities are endless.
I see. So, in other words, you have no clue?
None whatsoever. But, Miss Huxtable, it's not because I haven't given this tons of thought. I even bought that book, Careers, Astrologer to Zookeeper. I couldn't find anything in there I wanted to do.
Whitley, you're not the first graduating senior to be uncertain about her future. But there's some people who can help you. You should go to career development office.
Isn't that for poor people? I'll be there Monday.
I don't need to be on no sign-up sheet to see my Claire Hanks Huxtable.
Mr. Gaines.
All I'm not staying. Claire, you look beautiful as ever.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's way past lunchtime. By now, you must have the weak trembles.
I do, but I'm dieting. I'm supposed to feel this way.
I know. That's how you keep that lovely figure. Well, I fixed you one of my special locale heroes. Everything in this sandwich is green but the bread.
Aren't you sweet?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not staying. A camera? Is this thing on?
Should I come back?
You know, Velma bought one of these video cameras for our trip to Hawaii. That was hula girls, volcanoes, and sunsets to make you weep. All Velma got was 16 video hours of the lens caps. Now, you eat that sandwich now, every last bit. And you make sure that she does.
Well, post-graduation, I see myself entering the training program of a major corporation right here in Virginia. Within 6 months, I'll be looking for a managerial position, and within 5 years, a vice presidency.
Now, what about your personal life?
My personal life?
Well, you do intend to have one.
Well, yes, of course. I think I'll be ready to remarry by the time I'm 33, maybe have a child by the time I'm 35, and have a beach home in Sag Harbor by the time I'm 40.
And I will be there in the month of July.
Oh, you are very wise to book ahead.
Jaleesa, you are so together. You didn't need me for this. Oh. How is it that you have not managed to rub off on some other people around here?
You know, I don't know.
Very good, Jaleesa. Very good indeed.
Now that that thing is off, can I really have all of that, or am I just out of my mind?
No, you can really have it all. But the thing is that sometimes you can have it all and then some.
I don't think I know what you mean.
Well, that you're talking about, that child could be triplets, and Sag Harbor could sag.
Well, you know, there is always the Poconos.
Flexibility. Very good. Keep that, but don't get attached to that timetable. You really are going to take the world by storm. Just remember your umbrella.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, right now, I feel ready for just about anything.
I'm glad you said that. I forgot to load the camera. We have to do this again.
Winifred Brooks!
Walter, just let me
put that wall back.
Walter, please.
Look, if you're angry about the washing machine increases, there are other ways to protest.
Look, Walter, if I am wrong, I promise I will put back everything, but I just know that there is something behind this wall.
Yes, there is. The Mouse family. Mickey, Minnie, Mighty.
Walter, please, please let me go in there.
All right. If some dude with a hockey mask and an axe pops out, you're on your own.
I knew it.
Knew what?
Knew it. Walter, I think we just found part of the Underground Railroad.
Wait, the Underground Railroad? Are you saying that runaway slaves hidden there?
I think so, Walter. I think so.
I don't believe this. We're going to be on the cover of Ebony magazine.
Wow, look, there's a trap door. There must be an entrance to it in the lobby.
Yeah, a trap door in the lobby would be convenient when your blind date from hell shows up.
You see, this must be how the slaves got into this room.
You're saying this is the Underground Railroad?
Uh-huh.
We found the Underground Railroad.
Yes, Walter, we did.
How do we know this?
Well, because of this trap door and the fake wall and... It's a well-known fact that Josiah Hillman was an abolitionist.
You know, I cannot imagine spending days down here. It's dark, cold.
Yeah, some places didn't even have a secret room like this. You know, they used to have to hide escaping slaves in wells and window seats, sometimes under mattresses.
Look at this old book. Looks like the Bible.
Wait, don't touch it! Don't touch anything! The first thing I learned in archaeology class is that you don't touch anything. Okay. Now I gotta call my professor. It's Major.
All right. I'm gonna get Dr. Zander. But if he tells us that this Bible was stolen from a motel, you in big trouble.
Okay, Kim. Okay. A 4.0 GPA, number one in the class, soloist in the choir, and you work 20 hours a week in the pit? Honey, you shouldn't be wearing a hairnet. You should be wearing a halo. Did I say something wrong?
You like me.
Well, of course I like you. Doesn't everybody like you?
Well, that's the problem. Everyone expects me to be good. I'm not good. I mean, I'm good on paper, but I'm supposed to become a surgeon. What if I mess up on a patient? I can't even chop zucchini.
Kim, I really wouldn't worry about this. You know, people don't usually perform surgery before they're ready. So if you get a job offer before medical school, just say no.
I'm going to be the first doctor in my family. They're counting on me.
Oh, so that's why you're putting all that pressure on yourself. More pressure than 10 parents ever could. Why don't you just relax?
Relax?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Put your hand down. Now take some deep breaths. Now you see? See? Easy, isn't it? Yeah, you should learn to take long walks and breathe like that. And read about 10 books that have absolutely no literary value. And you can be like me. You can marry a man who knows how to rub your feet. You see, you're gonna be fine.
Thank you, Miss Luxwell. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm with you, Mrs. H.
Dear, don't call me that.
Right. We're not doing happy days.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, what does your future look like?
My future is so bright, I have to wear shades. You see, I have a job ready and waiting for me at my dad's auto dealership. So why don't I just show you my new brainstorm for his new TV commercial? Are you ready?
And waiting.
Okay, here's the concept. I'm sitting on the hood of a hearse. Oh, yeah, we sell those too. And I'm dressed like Dracula. No. Like Count Chocula. And I say,
coming live to Johnson's Motor World. Remember, our wheels will put you on the move, blah, blah.
What do you think?
Thank the Lord, we already have a car.
Well, if you met my dad, he convinced you to buy another one. I work for him every summer. I've watched him sell. No one can resist his rap, especially women. Oh, yes. He's a woman magnet, too.
Two?
Well, they say like father like son. That's what they say.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, Mom gets a little uptight in his style, but what can she do? He is a charmer. My sisters get all upset. And, well, they cried those reach out and touch someone commercials, though. Now, I love my dad, and I want to make him in a lot of ways, just not every way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I knew what you're saying. And you know what, Mr. Johnson? Life is really like a new car. There are many, many options.
I'll keep in mind what you're saying, Mrs. H. I mean, Mrs. Huxtable.
Mrs. H, but only for you.
Are we done?
We are done.
Blah, blah!
She's gonna get an A, right?
Well, I tell you, if this is a way station at the Underground Railroad, you're gonna make more than an A. You're gonna make history.
Me?
Us?
Her. Bingo, here it is.
What is it?
Your proof.
This rock?
No, see, this is a stone marker, see?
Oh, look at that. That looks like a flower.
You know, I've seen that flower before.
Now, see, these are the symbols that the slaves used to identify the next safe house.
I know where I've seen that flower before. It's etched in the walls at the Mason Inn.
Well, you know, in 1930, they found a room just like this underneath a barn over there.
And that's about 16 miles north of here. This is all making perfect sense.
But how did this room go undetected for so long?
Well, see, they didn't have any system, no set pattern, so no one knew where to look.
Yeah, but today we found a link in the chain.
Well, I hope you like public speaking.
Why?
Because you're the one that's going to have to go in front of that Virginia Landmark Commission and explain how you found this place.
Me?
Us?
Her.
Mr. Wayne, what does the future hold for you?
Now, Miss Huxtable, come on, call me Dwayne. I mean, I've seen you in your pink fuzzy house slippers.
Mr. Wayne, we will in no way allow our personal friendship nor my at-home attire to interfere with this very professional interview.
Yes, ma'am.
And now that we have set the record straight, what are your future plans?
Well, let's start with the easy part. My work life. Kanishwa Electronics has guaranteed me a position in their home entertainment division. But I plan to be bigger than the Mario Brothers, see? You know, I may even be the one who perfects that video phone.
Now that would be profitable.
Uh-huh, you know it. And the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to buy my parents a house.
Could you talk to my children?
Well, actually, grandchildren would probably mean more to my mother right now, but it's looking bleak. Could you stop the tape for a second?
Okay. Is there a problem?
Yes, this whole college scene. I mean, no one's interested in a relationship. It's all about getting over.
And you are not at all interested in getting over.
Well, I mean, it's not the only thing I'm interested in. Okay, freshman year, yeah.
Freshman year, you were interested in my daughter.
Yeah. No. That's not what I wanted from her. Well, anyway, I feel like I'm waiting around, and all the choices I'm making are temporary. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm a temp for love.
Who is she?
Ooh, about the worst person you could think of for me.
Not Whitley Gilbert.
Touché.
Dwayne, you better buy that house for your parents with a swiftness, because there'll be nothing left when she's done shopping.
What's wrong with me? I never make the easy choices. Why do I always do that?
Because you're deep.
Oh, no. Please, don't say I'm deep. Say anything but deep, because one minute I'll be deep, the next thing you know, you'll be calling me sweet.
Well, you're that, too.
No!
You're also silly.
Yes. I'd rather be silly.
Dwayne, you might be having a hard time right now, but you're not the only one.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not. You are not alone.
Yes,
trust me. I have watched 3 children go through college. I have been frustrated by their lack of focus, by that unending stream of phone bills and laundry, and you guys never write.
You're starting to sound like my mother.
Well, the truth is that we forget how hard it was for us at your age. I mean, all those decisions that affect the rest of your life, and it's harder for you than it was for us. You people have a good life, but it isn't easy.
So you see any women on those tapes for me?
I see that door behind you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Faye, you did a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
No. Thank you.
Hi. Freddie.
Hey, how did you get past Walter?
Oh, honey, I stomped on his toe and ran. Well, the whole campus is buzzing about the news of your discovery. Is this it?
Oh, yes. Let me get you a light. Okay, watch your head.
Yes, ma'am. Freddie. All our lives we learn about this. And we teach it to our children, and then one day we come face to face with our past.
Yeah. This room has changed everything for me. I just think I was gonna go backpacking. I need to be doing something for my people.
Freddie, you and I are never gonna be called on to make the kinds of sacrifices our ancestors did. I mean, my generation has gone further than my parents, and yours has gone further than mine, and together we've achieved more than theirs ever dreamed of.
I think I now know what I want to do when I leave Hillman.
And what's that?
I don't just want to make money. I want to make a difference, and I want the work that I do to be an inspiration.
Freddie, this morning when I met you, I wanted to weep for your parents. I did. But tonight, well, you've proved it, you know. There is more than one way to be a success.